had a great night tonight. You know, your highest scoring game so far. What's the emotions like after that?
I'm just happy we got the win. You know, coming in, coach showed us to focus on the things we needed to focus on. I felt like we did a good job of that. And the night I had just happened to be a result of that. But I'm just happy the team got a win. I feel like we're at our best and everyone's playing well. And we're all happy for each other. So definitely more happy that we got the win and get to go into our next game with a W. Look to build off this game.
Yeah. At what point did you realize this was going to be a good night for you shooting-wise?
Usually after the first couple of points, I guess. I kind of gives you confidence going into the game. You get like a layup or a dunk, like it kind of gets you going for the rest of the night. And the rest of the night just happened, but it was definitely after those first two or three points.
Yeah. So what do you guys think you can, you know, take from this game to go? I know this was like a Division III matchup, but what do you think this is providing to build upon for the next few games?
Just like our defensive principles, that's something coach stresses a lot in our practices and just in general. So he wants us to focus on doing the right things defensively, like being in the gaps, having the back man. So I think we're going to watch the film, see where we're at after this game and look to build on that. But definitely our defensive principles are something that we can look to take away from this game moving forward.
And then 23 assists, just talk about the team's passing ability and how you can build off that.
Yeah, that's just how we are as a team. We all get along off the court. We all want to see each other win. There's no egos on this team, and I'm glad about that. I feel like that's going to just help us, especially later in this year when, you know, everyone's playing well. We can all get each other the ball. So as long as we stay unselfish, which I know we will be, it'll be funnier because everyone's going to play well. And that's, I think, when basketball teams are at their best, everyone can eat. So that's good.
And then for you, obviously missing the first few games due to injury, how are you feeling? And what's it like being a junior now?
It feels good. Physically, I've been locking in on my body, taking care of myself. So it's all paying off. I feel like on the court, still working back into game shape because I miss a lot of time. So that comes with time, obviously, but it's coming. And just being a junior is crazy, just how fast college goes by. I remember when I was a freshman, my first game, you know, so I'm already halfway through it. So just looking forward, not trying to look back. I know these next 2 years are going to go by quick as well. So just making the most of the time I have, living in the present.
You know, overall, I was, I was pleased with. I was pleased with our defense. I would say overall, but we had lapses, and we've got to kind of be more consistent with our focus. But I thought we did a good job in the things that we talked about doing. Gossett, Baca played well. He was 7 for 14. But I thought we did a good job on Gossett. He was 1 for 11. That's very good. I thought Baker was the other kid that could hurt. He had 12. I thought, you know, those were their two guys, those three guys. So two of them were in double figures, and both shot a pretty good percentage, but I thought overall, we did a pretty good job of holding them down to 49 points.
Just generally, as the first question, how do you feel this game, you know, Division III opponent, what can really be gained from this defensively or in general?
I just think overall, you know, just having a chance to play. Anytime you get a chance to play, you get a chance to get better, get a chance to get on the floor. You know, it always helps you. You know, to play games, and then you get a chance to get everybody in, so the camaraderie is pretty good because everybody gets a chance to play, winning any game is a positive, and I think it's just something that hopefully we can carry over, positive good feeling going into our next game. It didn't work so well at Davidson. You know, we played well against Bryant and then kind of laid an egg, I thought, against Davidson. So, you know, hopefully we can carry this momentum over to the Albany game on Wednesday.
Yeah, and then you had two scoring record nights from Brewster and Chemezi.
You said career nights?
Yeah, I think they both said scoring records.
Gotcha, gotcha.
How do you feel about them and their game tonight?
I thought Malcolm in particular, he's much more athletic than he was last year. His body has changed, You know, he's moving better. You know, you can't see it all yet because he's just working himself back. Tonight, good. He got a chance to play 21 minutes. I thought that was really good that he got a chance to play extended minutes. You know, so that was a positive, you know, for him. You know, and then Miles, I thought Miles was very good. I thought Miles' activity right away was very good. I thought he's got his hand on some balls. He set the tone for us. I thought he played very well early. So it was good for those two guys, and particularly in what we're looking for them to do.
Mm-hmm. And you talked about the defense already, but I saw, you know, some timeouts. You were talking to the second unit. It seemed like, you know, maybe there were some lapses there.
Yeah. We had some lapses, and we, you know, in that second unit, you have, you know, you don't have a lot of experience, you know, so you're talking about, you know, Malcolm's the most experienced guy that played, what, eight to 10 minutes a game. And so no one else has played here. And so they're inexperienced in terms of what we're looking for them to do. And you know, even in terms of Benny's a junior, but it's his first year here. So, you know, you're talking about, you know, a sophomore who played less than 5 minutes a game, another junior who played less than 10 minutes a game, and then three new guys. And so you're going to have lapses right now. You know, and we're trying to work through those lapses. A lot of it is just the effort part of it. And then really focusing it on what we're asking them to do. And the big thing in this game, we just wanted to have a presence on the ball, and we wanted to be in the gaps off the ball, you know, because we felt like they were going to take, you know, they were going to make a play early in the possession. They weren't going to move the ball from one side to the other. It was going to kind of go one side, and then they were going to try to make a play, and we kind of wanted to be there for each other when we were doing that. We just had a hard time, and I thought transition defense with that group was not very good.
Yeah, and then I guess this is a final question for me. What do you think the big takeaways from this are? You know, we talk about the opponent, but as you move more into conference opponents and Division I teams, what do you hope to take from this? What do you hope
from this game?
Yeah,
you know, we have not. I think the biggest thing is, like, you know, we shot 50%, 43 from three. You know, we haven't shot the ball well on the road yet, you know, and I thought we've. Same thing. I thought we played good defense. No one scored over 70, is it, against us yet?
Correct.
Right? So we've helped.
Bryant did 10.
Bryant, all right. So at home, I think we gave up 79, 75. Yeah. But on the road, no one has scored on their floor. We've done a decent job. Still have to get better. But we haven't made shots. And I think we've gotten some pretty good looks for guys that we think can make them. And so, you know, just trying to use this in terms of just being confident, you know, and kind of, you know, playing well on the road for this time around. I thought in the Howard game, I thought we played pretty good, even though we didn't make shots. At about the 8-minute mark, I thought we got worn down, you know, but we're capable of I think, of playing a full game. And if we do that, I think we'll have a chance to win most games that we play. You know, if we're able to kind of sustain the level of intensity and make the shots that I think we've been getting, because we've been getting some pretty good looks.
A couple questions. I don't know if you realize this. Malcolm's the fifth guy in six games to lead the team in scoring. Do you think it's going to be that type of season, or do you eventually want to see one guy or a couple of guys take command and score?
I would like to see that, only because I'm very comfortable with that, because then I know kind of what I need to do and in terms of who's getting the ball and where they need to get it from. But I'm not surprised that that has happened, just watching practice right now. I don't know if that's going to change. I really don't. I have not seen that yet. You know, and then Malcolm's coming back. And so that's another element of, all right, what, you know, what is that going to be like, right? Because he only played like 8 minutes a game last year, whatever he did. And so, you know, we got to kind of work through that. You know, Ant's going to come back at some point. We got to have to work through that. So, you know, hopefully at some point we can, you know, have, you know, three or four guys that are doing the bulk of the scoring. I think that every team kind of needs that going in. And in terms of just being able to play with confidence and play consistently, I think it's hard when you have different guys every night. I think that's really hard to do, to play a level of consistency. So let's see if it works its way out. I do think if it comes down to four guys, they'll be very close to each other. I don't think we're going to have, like, Javonte McCoy averaging 17 and Soup getting 15. You know, I think it'll be more like 10 to 11, you know, four or five guys. I think it's going to be more like that.
And then we've talked about Matai and Chiron. Looked like Spencer had a couple of really nice moves today, driving and hitting threes. What do you hope to see from him this year?
Spencer in general?
Yeah.
Well, he's probably our best on-the-ball defender. He's got to get better off the ball, but he's our best on-the-ball defender. And so I have to keep my eye on him because I think he can do some things that other guys can't do, but he's got to get better off the ball. Matai needs to improve in terms of just his level of intensity defensively, but he's a really good offensive player. Kai did not have a great night tonight. You know, he looked like a freshman, be honest with you. You know, level of consistency, and that's hard. It's hard to be really good every night when you're a freshman. You got to learn that. You know, but you know, Mike wasn't here, but all those guys are kind of in a position where they can help, you know, and they just have to be consistent, more consistent at what we're asking them to do.
And then finally, 23 assists. Is that the type of number? I mean, obviously not every night you'll get over 20, but do you want to see a lot more assists this year compared to years past?
Yeah, I think this is a team that passes the ball better, to be honest with you. I think it's you know, the thing we got to do is we got to cut down on our turnovers, our bad fouls and our turnovers. We got to cut down. We had some bad fouls tonight. So if we can cut down on the bad fouls and the turnovers, you know, I think our assists will be there. And like I said, I think we've gotten some good looks, and our assists would look a lot better if we made some of the baskets that we've gotten, some of the shots that we've gotten, if we would have made some baskets. The thing I think we have to watch out for is our ability to get to the foul line, which tonight we got to the foul line 21 times, which was really good. But our ability to get to the foul line, I think that's an important number. And I think right now, at times, we're not getting the ball around the rim enough. And I think those are the things that I really worry about with this group is, you know, like sometimes Otto doesn't even look to score. Like tonight, he got it in there and he hadn't touched the ball at all. And then we got it to him around and then like he's looking to pass it. It's like, bro, like you got to look. We have to have, and I think Malcolm is going to look to score when he gets it. But I think we've got to develop an inside game and we got to get the ball to the rim more. Tonight we were able to do that, but we've got to be able to do that. That's what I'm probably most concerned about offensively.
But do you think the dunks will kind of help build that confidence?
Yeah. Anytime you're having success, whether it's a dunk, a layup, a made shot, it's going to help your confidence. You know, he was another level athletically tonight. You know, you saw that. And, what's up, buddy?
I'm Mike.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
You got it. All right.